Neil Young and Crazy Horse. I wanna live with the cinema. Love Earth Tour. July 29th, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater. A rare opportunity to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse live. Always in high fidelity. On sale now at Ticketmaster. More information at neilyoungarchives.com.
It's been a wild week for BYU basketball in a good way, right? Because there was a wild week a couple weeks back in the not good way. Coach leaves, goes to Kentucky, and now BYU basketball just feels like an ascending rocket ship. Just people are jumping on board. They're getting in the mix with players that it's kind of shocking they're in the mix with. Pop Isaacs, top three.
And that's controversial. I mean, that's,
it is.
It's, but
I don't, here's the thing. You're never going to deny talent from a – we're just talking on the court now because there's the off-the-court stuff we can get
and
to.
And he's the Texas Tech guard that torched
shredded BYU.
BYU.
Look, again, you're not going to deny talent. However, I think the one position that BYU doesn't need any help at is guard. I like where BYU's at. You got some experience. You got some versatility. This is all assuming, too, that Dawson Baker, who announced he's returning, is healthy. If he's not healthy, give me some more depth, please. But if he's good to go, I like Stewart as the fourth guard behind Nell, Hall, and Baker. I'm okay with that. But they're getting to the interesting that they're in the top three with a Pop Isaacs. I think it continues to show the positive outlook that players have on Kevin Young and what he can do here.
Yeah, Pop Isaacs, he's had some off-the-court issues that are pretty intense, and they've been dismissed and innocent by the lay of the land. No criminal charges, but there's some questions there, and those are big questions. But the fact that, again, BYU's in the mix for someone like Pop Isaacs, who is a bucket getter and can fill it up and on any given night could go off for 30.
Local connections, too.
Yes, he played at Wasatch Academy. And, you know, BYU recruited him with Mark Pope out of high school. So I think, honestly, to me, you're right. I think that I would love to see him, that type of talent added to the backcourt, because I feel like you just always just need just as much depth as possible in the Big 12. Because, again, I feel like the Big 12 this year is just going to be, I feel like we saw a weaker version of the Big 12 than what it's been. And yes. I feel like these Big 12 teams are realizing they took steps back last year and they are now coming out with a vengeance. The way they are assembling these rosters, Houston's got Milo Suzan from Oklahoma to potentially replace Jamal Shedd, who was the Big 12 player of the year. You're not going to replace Shedd, but still, Uzan is a heck of a player for Oklahoma. He had a lot of success against BYU. These teams are going to be very good. And BYU, I would say right now, probably seventh or eighth best. You might go, what? That's a little bit low. But you add Arizona. You add this league is going to be so good. But the nice thing for
that's
Kevin
all
Young,
you're adding, though. Let's just be clear.
Colorado
there.
Colorado could be good.
No,
they've lost
they were
a lot,
okay.
though. Yeah. They've lost a lot yes. this year. And I think Utah's tough for BYU in just that it's a rivalry. Those are two games that's going to have high intensity. Instead of playing two against UCF, you're going to have two against Utah where – the stakes, the intensity is high.
Utah's losing their best player.
Look, Utah's going to be
bad.
As of right now, they look pretty bad. But we've seen so many trips to that Huntsman Center. That's tough. Like, they lost last year in that
building. It's not going to be as tough next year. All right. I'm throwing that out.
BYU in that building always frightens me.
But they went on a great winning streak. They've had great success there in the last 10 years.
That building just always frightens me for BYU.
You are playing up this rivalry too much. BYU played their worst game of the year last year and barely
won. BYU is
lost.
On a much higher ground than Utah in basketball. There's
much
no debate.
Higher.
BYU is way farther ahead in hoops than Utah. Utah right now, they are starting from rock bottom in the basketball side.
Like, how many times are we going to say that?
But I'm just the dynamic of throw the records out the door.
It's rock bottom. They can only go up from here.
Matt, BYU lost to a non-NCAA tournament Utah team this past year in the Huntsman Center.
Look, I'm with you that the Big 12 will be harder, but let's not act like we're going from the AAU level to the NBA. It's not going to be that much harder.
Colorado is better than Oklahoma
and Texas. I can't believe
what
I'm hearing from you.
And I think Arizona State with Hurley, like the coaching,
it's the wrong Hurley. The other Hurley is winning national champion.
But you know, Bobby Hurley's going to be salty. I'm just saying that this league is going to be
all I'm hearing
off
is
the charts
we got a
good.
Salty
I can't
coach.
Wait.
We got a team in Boulder that lost a lot of people, and then we got a team right up the road from us here in Salt Lake.
You know how
that they put curtains over the top deck.
You know
how much harder is it going to be?
You know how much I love BYU football and Big 12 football, but I cannot wait for this 16-team Big 12 basketball.
Oh, totally.
It's going to be off the charts good, man. When John Rothstein posted that picture of, what was it? I'm drawing a blank. Was it Jaws?
Yes.
That shark, I'm like, yes, injected into the veins. This is so awesome. This league is going to be so good, man. I just can't wait. I am hyped. Get me to December. And this 20-game Big 12 basketball season, oh, it's going to be so good. I can't wait.
I'm looking forward to it. I'm just pushing back a hair. Is it going to be better? Yes. But is it going to be so much better that BYU is just going to be
Colorado
grasping
for – Colorado
won
two tournament games.
Oklahoma missed the tournament. They lost a lot of people.
But they're a good program.
They played in a horrible league. They played in a league that's defunct. It doesn't exist anymore.
Because the Big 12 rated them.
Let's take a break. On the other side, BYU football did something very unexpected.
This is juicy.
We'll get to that next.